Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, train services on three MRT lines were disrupted by a power fault on Wednesday during peak hour traffic in the evening. The power fault affected over 30 stations along the North-South Line, East-West Line and Circle Line. SMRT has promised a full investigation, but based on preliminary findings, there was a breakdown of insulation of a power cable between Tuas Link and Tuas West Road stations. To find out more, we're joined today by Christopher Tan, and he's the Senior Transport Correspondent at The Straits Times. Christopher, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Maybe we can put this in context. When was the last time we experienced a disruption of this magnitude?
Right, we have been getting this kind of major disruptions every now and then. I think on average in the last 10 years, we are getting like between one and two of this magnitude. But for power-related ones that affect more than one line, the last time was in 2016, when four lines were affected by a power fault. And then in 2015, two lines were also affected by a power fault. So in terms of similarity and scale, I would say 2016 was the last one, and you know that was preceded by 2015.
Do we know what caused the breakdown, Chris?
For this one?
Yes.
Well, I think they traced it to a faulty insulation near Tuas. They don't say what the faulty insulation is. I mean, it could be a cable that was damaged. Insulation was torn, broken. It could be the insulation, the cable was submerged in water, as was the case of the Circle Line when it was newly opened. Within a year, we had a lot of power trips along the Circle Line, and it was traced to cables being submerged in water. And it turned out that the cables were not specified to a level of water resistance that they were exposed to. Is this a similar case? We don't know because the statement given by SMRT was quite vague. So we could only assume that the insulation was compromised in one way or another.
Yeah, and as you mentioned in your article, let's not forget that Tuas is the newest stretch of the East-West line. It opened up just 3 years ago. So do you think that could have played a factor here?
Yeah, I mean, it was the same case as the Circle Line. It was new. Within a year, we had these cabling problems, and in the end, we had to recable the entire Circle Line, you know, at a huge cost. Is this a repeat of that? We don't know because they don't say, right? But we can only assume that the insulation was compromised. And a circuit breaker in the area that would have tripped and should have tripped did not trip. And because of that, that problem propagated across the lines and affected the entire North-South-East-West line.
As you mentioned, the circuit breaker, is it a concern that the circuit breaker didn't trip?
It is a huge concern because circuit breakers are your first and last line of defense for any system. I mean, even in your house, circuit breakers help prevent fires, help prevent electric shocks, help prevent damage to other equipment in your house, right? I mean, whenever there's an electrical surge, a faulty equipment, a lightning strike even, a circuit breaker will trip. And so it is the same with rail network. Circuit breakers are put across the network to protect each and every part of the system. And if a fault occurs in a certain area, a circuit breaker in that area will trip to prevent the fault from propagating to the rest of the network. And why the circuit breaker did not work, we can assume one of a couple of things. It wasn't specified well. That means the wrong circuit breaker was used. Or it was adjusted to a tolerance that was a little too high, so that, you know, it's a bit like your fuse. You know, if a fuse in a socket, in an electrical socket, is not the right amperage, it will tolerate a higher surge, and therefore it will not blow, and therefore protect your equipment as it should, until it is too late. Is this a case of that again? We don't know. I mean, these are two basic assumptions we can make. And circuit breakers have failed in our system before. If you think back to the Bukit Panjang RRT, a circuit breaker failed to work, and it was a brand new circuit breaker that they put in, and it caught fire, and the whole line was brought down for over a day.
We're speaking with Christopher Tan, Senior Transport Correspondent at the Straits Times. Now, Christopher, over 30 stations were affected. How many people were impacted by this, given, I guess, one factor would be low ridership during COVID-19. I guess that's a plus point at the moment. But yeah, how many people were impacted, and how long did it take for SMRT to respond?
Our estimate was at least 200,000. Given that the bulk of our ridership happens during the morning and evening peak. The evening peak is a bit more spread out than the morning peak, but still, I think we are seeing the majority, a huge amount of people who are on their way home from work and errands or whatever. That has been the pattern, right? Even during now COVID, the demand curve is almost the same as what we see pre-COVID, but of course the curve is gentler and the volume is lower. We estimated, because, you know, for our rail system, the entire rail system in Singapore carries 3.3 million trips a day, right? A day. And North South East West Line and the Circle Line, these are the two main radial lines and one orbital line, and together they carry more than two-thirds or around two-thirds of the 3.3 million. So if you make a rough estimation of the time and the duration and the location of the fault, I would say at least 200,000 people. And your second question is to whether SMRT responded in time. My sense is that 3.5 hours to resolve and to evacuate people is a little long. It's a little long. I mean, being trapped in a train that is motionless and is just running on its own battery, and probably the air conditioning and ventilation is limited, is frustrating, and it's also a very anxious feeling, right? You don't know when help will come. Even an hour is long, you know, but some people on trains, you know, they basically stood there for close to 3 hours.
Okay.
So, and you would think that...
given that this events
so
have happened in the past, that it would have been a bit faster.
You would think that the recovery process, would have been honed by now, but apparently not, you know. Okay, I mean, we could blame maybe the wet weather and also, as you say, the scale of the thing partly, but I think we need to do better. In the first place, this could have been prevented if they detected some anomalies in the power system. And usually there are signs. In the 2015 event, SMRT, under the previous management, they actually detected some anomalies in the power system just before 7 p.m. and they decided to pull in all the trains, right, and to disembark everyone safely at the stations and shut down the two lines. And that prevented people from being stuck in trains, in tunnels, on viaducts, as happened on Wednesday night.
So, Chris, how has SMRT responded then, and what will their next steps be? I mean, obviously, as you mentioned, these incidents have happened in the past. We've had another one happen this last week. So what's next for the rail operator?
Well, hopefully they can resolve this issue once and for all. They are in the process of upgrading their power system. It should be done before 2024. But in the meantime, I think there were some steps taken after the 2015-2016 event to protect the system better. One of them was to segregate the power systems between the north, south, and east-west line so that if one fails, it doesn't propagate to the other line. The other thing they did was, as I mentioned, increase the resistance of the circuit breaker so that they are not so sensitive. But I feel that, that has plus and minus to it. You know, if a circuit breaker has a higher resistance, maybe it would not have tripped mm-hmm. when it should, and that is not a good thing, right? So there were steps to put in conditioning monitoring devices on trains so that when trains pass a certain area, as they go about transporting people, it picks up anomalies along the line. And if an anomaly is serious enough, technicians will be sent down to fix it before it becomes a real problem, right? And the system has all, between 2018 and now, has become more resilient, and you can tell by the MKBF, which is the mm-hmm. mean kilometer before failure count, that has gone up. So the system, I think everybody will agree, is a lot better than it was before, but it is worrying that these major events still occur, and occur in similar circumstances, which should have been addressed, but does not seem to be.
Well, Christopher, thank you so much for your insights.
My pleasure.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Christopher Tan, a senior transport correspondent at The Straits Times, here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.